This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Bangene Breakfast Show representing Umlambo and Associates on MUT Radio. Kintana, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I think now we can hear you. Yes, everyone can hear you now. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Hopefully you're good. Maybe let's start. We're speaking about accidents and rough claims, something very popular in our community. Maybe if you can just tell us, if we can just start with Road Accident Fund. What exactly is a Road Accident Fund?
Okay, thank you. So we'll start by giving you a background. So the Road Accident Fund was established by an act called the Road Accident Fund Act 56 of 1996. It commenced operation on the 1st of May in 1997, and right there and then it assumed all the rights, obligations, assets, and liabilities of the Multilateral Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. So it provides compulsory social insurance covers to all users of the South African roads. It rehabilitates and compensates people injured as a result of the negligent driving of motor vehicles in a timely and active manner, and also actively promotes the safe use of our nation's roads. So the object of this fund is to pay compensations in accordance with the Act for loss or damage wrongfully caused by the driving of a motor vehicle.
Mm. And how does a person claim for RAF, Kintana?
Yeah, so if you want to claim from the Road Accident Fund, you must lodge a claim in a prescribed form. There's a form that you need to fill. So the form provides your basic information, the vehicle's information, and parties involved in the accident, the date and the place of the accident, the amount that you're claiming for, and a medical report. So this form is accompanied by an affidavit which sets out the full details of the accident, the statement of the witnesses, the police reports, the hospital and medical records, and documents in support of the amount that you're claiming.
Mm, okay. And what can be claimed from RAF?
So any person has a right to claim compensation for damages. So if you're a victim of the accident caused by the wrongful driving of another person, it compensates you for an accident, for bodily injuries, and in the event of death, like if you die in that accident, it will compensate your dependents for their loss.
So Kintana, what to do if you were involved in a car accident?
So if you get involved in a car accident, you must keep a record of the date, the time, and the place of the accident, the registration number of the motor vehicle that you were in at the time of the accident, the full names and contact details of the negligent driver of that vehicle, the full names and contact details of any witness at the accident. You must consult a doctor or go to the local hospital for a medical examination and report. You must obtain the copy of the police report and obtain a copy of the charge sheet from which it can be clearly determined that the result of the accident. Of course, if you are killed, your dependents will do that.
Kintana?
Yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what type of damages can be claimed now from RAF or RAF?
Okay, if you suffer bodily injuries or you unfortunately die in that accident, you can claim damages for past and future income and any incapacity, past and future traveling expenses to get medical treatment. You can claim for medical and hospital costs. You can also claim the cost of employing an assistant or a nurse as a result of the injury, and the general damages, for example, an amount for pain, suffering, inconvenience, disfigurement, and loss of amenities of life. So examples of damages that can be claimed if you died in that accident is a loss of earning and support and funeral costs.
Okay, Kintani, so how soon after the accident does a person need to launch a claim with RAF?
Date of the accident or from the date on which the claim arose.
Mm-hmm.
But this does not apply to a claim by children under the age of 18 years. So once a child, if a child gets into an accident while they're still under 18, by the time they turn 18 years old, they have 3 years to lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. And in a hit and run accident, a claim must be lodged by the claimant within 2 years from the date of the accident.
Okay, just to get this one clear, Kensani, so a parent cannot claim on behalf of the child?
A parent can claim, but if the child does not have, or maybe their parent doesn't claim, they can claim for themselves when they turn 18. That doesn't mean that their parents cannot claim for them when they're still under 18.
Oh, yes. And you spoke of 3 years. So after 3 years, you cannot claim for RAF after 3 years from the date of the accident.
No, your claim prescribes. So you have 3 years to claim.
Wow. No, thank you, Kensani. Really appreciate your time, man. Kensani from Umlambo and Associates. Maybe, Kensani, before we let you go, where can we get your assistance? Because we know that Umlambo and Associates also assists with RAF claims. Maybe if they want you or need your assistance, how can they get hold of you?
If you need assistance from Umlambo and Associates, you can contact us on this number. It's 010-502-0626 or email us at info@mlambolegal.co.za or on our website www.mlambolegal.co.za. We are also available on TikTok, LinkedIn. You can text on TikTok if you can't get a hold of us on this other things.
Thank you.
We'll respond to messages.
Really appreciate your time, Kensani. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Have a lovely day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.